Okay. Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Issa Bell. My parents are Mark Lysia and Stephen Bell, and I have four. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Four amazing younger siblings: Olivia, Liana, Nico, and Sophia. And okay. So I know I don't look like it, but I'm a freshman at Collins Hill, and this is my first year in the Edge Ministry. I was honestly really, really scared going into high school and starting a new chapter with the teens here at Cornerstone, because it felt like something entirely new, and I didn't feel like I would fit in. I'm happy to say, though, that everything's been awesome so far, and I love being here with everybody, and this year's team retreat has made that love grow even stronger. Okay, I've actually been to the Swamp for 6 years before this retreat, but I've never felt like anything resonated in me before this trip. Every time I came, the same thing would happen year after year. I'd come, I'd hang out with the same people I knew, I'd make one or two new friends, listen to every Bible lesson, Starlight Devo, and Singing Devo, and go home with a spiritual swamp high that lasted maybe a couple of days. I just lost my place. At first, I thought this trip would be the same, just like every other time, but for some reason, something different did happen. The first night we were here, I had a really deep conversation with my very good friend, Bethany Lingle. I don't know where she is right now. And it was actually in the bathhouse, and it was about who I wanted to be and who I was. I think that conversation put me in a completely different mindset throughout the weekend that made me pay attention to the messages in every lesson and think about how they applied to me. The theme of the retreat was Infinity War and the conflicts going on in our own lives that could be represented by the godly Infinity Stones, like the power we have from God and the time we should set aside to focus on Him. There were three of the stones that I felt like I understood the most: the space, the time, and the soul. With the space, we talked about the differences in our church space and our school space. We all act differently in our different environments, and that's something I definitely struggle with. Another one was mind and how we realize the biggest enemy is ourselves. Lastly was the soul, and Danny had said this one line that struck me, that we're fighting for our souls all the time, and how we can stay pure, and I just thought, that's amazing. Like, I understand, and that was just, it was awesome. During my time at the Swamp, I had so much fun dancing, singing, and meeting a bunch of new people, but what really sticks with me is the real conversations and lessons I had with people. For once, I stopped thinking of the superficial things and focused on the spiritual and personal aspects of my life. I still have things to work on. We all always have something to work on. But that weekend made me realize who I want to be: a loving friend and someone spiritually good in any way I can be. The teen retreat was one of the most memorable, meaningful experiences of my life so far, and I can't wait to go back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right. I'm excited to share with you about the 2018 Summer Serve, which you, Cornerstone, funded. And you sacrificed your time to make happen. So this is your celebration. I think these things should make you feel proud, but also inspire you that we could do more. Matthew 25:34 says, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Hunger and thirst. 1 in 4 Georgian children are food insecure. 20 years ago, Gwinnett County and its area churches divided Gwinnett County into 6 food pantries by postal code. Duluth Co-op is one of those. Currently, Duluth Co-op is under new management Margie McLean, and Duluth Co-op is also now known as Hands of Christ. It's supported by 12 area churches, one of which is us, Cornerstone, and 16 local businesses. It's definitely growing in its ability to serve the needy in postal codes 30096 and 30097. In 2017, it fed over 3,000 people, and this year it's on track to feed 4,000 people. In addition to food trips, which a needy family may return to for one time a month, Hands of Christ also provides emergency financial assistance for rent and utilities to some of their families. In 2017, that number totaled $50,000. In summer 2017, the co-op gave away 90 school backpacks, and this year doubled that number by giving away 180 backpacks. Cornerstone, you gave 100 of those filled with school supplies to help children get ready for school. Good job, Cornerstone. As a part of Summer Serve, the teens and the middle schoolers donated an evening to working at the co-op. For 2 hours, a group of about 50 prepared Thanksgiving meal bags by decorating the outside of the bag with messages, filling them, and storing them for next month. They also helped relocate Christmas decorations that were left over from last year and to the basement, which they are turning around to open soon to become a new community center. At this center, Duluth Co-op Hands of Christ will begin offering budgeting classes, senior citizen Bible studies. They're going to host a Girl Scout troop, a home repair ministry, and classes by a program called Revved Up Kids, which I don't know anything about. Well done, Gravity and Edge Ministries. If you start volunteering when you are young, you will become a service-minded adult. So, excellent job. In addition to all of this, recently, our own Betsy Goots created flower pots which welcome visitors outside the Hands of Christ doors. I think they're very similar to what we have outside of our doors that Betsy does a good job to take care of. So, good job, Betsy. Also, under the category Hunger and Thirst, Cornerstone, we teamed with Must Ministries again this summer. While most of us think about summer, we think about planning our next getaway or enjoying a slightly slower pace. But many of our neighbors are wondering how they will feed their children lunch when they used to get lunch from the public school either at a free or reduced price. The added meal strain puts a strain on the family budget. This is where Must Ministry steps in to provide a sack lunch to low-income areas all over Gwinnett County and actually 8 counties in the metro area. These lunches are provided to Must Ministries by local churches like us and are distributed every Monday through Friday from the day after the last day of school until the day school starts again, every week. Cornerstone, you surpassed last year's 1,000 lunches and put together 1,200 lunches in one evening this summer. And if you were here, we had a great time. We spent $1,429 for that. And if you do the math in your head quickly, that's $1.19 per lunch. The bags were decorated by artists and non-artists, young and elderly. In addition, we donated about 3 boxes of gently used books for their Free Book Friday. That's awesome. Good job, Cornerstone. Maybe next year they kind of hinted that they wanted us to be one of their, I forget the term, but command centers or something, and I was like, Anyway, I was sick and you looked after me. Cornerstone, you teamed with the American Red Cross and donated 16 units of blood, which helped or will help save 48 people's lives. Good job. I was sick and you looked after me. A bit of a personal story here. In 2012, my father had a life-changing stroke and became disabled. That's really hard when you live in Georgia and your father lives in Vermont. Two of my neighbor friends that I had been playing bunco with for over 10 years brought me a prayer blanket to give to him, and it came from their church's prayer blanket ministry. When tragedy strikes, you feel helpless. This summer at One Women's Midweek, we made prayer blankets for any member to take to someone you know that may be going through a health challenge. We have many prepared that are waiting for you in a connection center, but we also have the supplies to make many, many more. So that's, I was sick and you looked after me. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Kathy Jack, on her own, decided that the preschool ministry was going to have a little drive for school supplies for Rainbow Village. At the end of that, I just talked to Kathy, and she says, we think we donated about $150 worth of supplies, paper, markers, crayons, scissors, butcher paper, glue sticks, you know, tons of stuff, and they were very grateful. Rainbow Village is not really supported by any big program, so they just were kind of running low on all their school supplies, and Kathy Jack stepped in, and the preschool ministry helped with that. So good job, Kathy Jack. Last week, Fenton and I took the remainder of the summer serve money we collected and donated it to three elementary schools. B.B. Harris and Mason Elementary received checks for $425. Both schools wanted to add money to their care team. Now, let me just give you a little bit on what a care team is. Schools have very strict limitations on what they can spend their money on, their tax dollars on, and what it cannot be used for. The care team is headed up by the counselors, and they gather as much money as they can so that they can meet needs that cannot be covered by the school. Our money went into that care team, and that money goes to purchasing maybe glasses if a student can't afford a new pair of eyeglasses, money for gas, taxi money. The school counselors usually decide how that gets distributed. But anyway, we heard back from those two schools, and let me read you a brief note. Members of Cornerstone Church, thank you so much for your donation to our school. Your generosity is greatly appreciated, and it will truly benefit the children and families here at Mason Elementary School. Please extend our gratitude to your congregation. Sincerely, Robin Zorn and the staff at Mason Elementary. Dear Cornerstone Church and congregation, thank you so much for the extremely generous donation to B.B. Harris Elementary. The donation will go towards our care team, which allows us to provide assistance to families and students throughout the year. With these funds, we are able to provide food and support and to support health care needs. Thank you for thinking of us, and we look forward to our continued partnership. Fondly, Aaron Hahn. That's awesome. Bagot Elementary, where our own Sherman Davis is a fifth grade teacher, received $425 worth of school supplies and gift cards. Their gift cards are used to support a parent training program that is offered after school in the evenings at Bagot Elementary. So basically, the gift cards are given as incentives for the parents to attend, the families to attend. There's like a drawing at the end, and a few of them get gift cards. So Cornerstone, what a fantastic job you did. But there are many more opportunities. Let me just mention a couple before I close out. Consider taking on a prison pen pal. See Betsy Gooch for that. Consider helping at a parent-teacher conference at B.B. Harris Elementary if you fluently speak another language. Join us 1 hour before Women's Midweeks to make more prayer blankets. Donate time to Hands of Christ Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 to 2. Jobs like answering the phone, being a greeter, or working in the back operations stocking shelves. Consider donating time the week of December 10th, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at the Hands of Christ, because they're going to have a Christmas shop where they help parents pick out a toy for each of their kids. There's many more opportunities. I know I'm barely scratching the surface, but let me leave you with this quote. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And that's Gandhi. Thank you.
So first up, we've got Shea Futrell, who's going to share. And then Steve Gooch is going to be coming up to share as well. So come on up, brother. Let's give him a warm welcome.
Good morning, church. How you guys doing this morning? My name's Shay, and I just wanted to share a little bit about the Men's Day that we had the other weekend. And anytime that one of these events come, you have a decision to go or not to go. This one was quite easy for me, but you know, we have busy lives, and we have to, you know, you have to cut out time for ourselves with our spiritual well-being. And I was very encouraged by the number of men from this congregation who came. It was an awesome day. We had a lot of fun and a great spiritual time together. It was a beautiful day. We went to Fort Iago Park over in Winder, and it was the perfect temperature. It was sunny. We had lots of shade trees, and as our day progressed, you could see the kayakers kayaking across the lake, and the paddleboarders paddleboarding across the lake, and it was just a real, a day that you could enjoy nature, and think about the things that God provides us. And, just the backdrop was a real awesome, it was just a good atmosphere. The format, whenever you have a men's day or something like this, you have a format, but the day kind of takes a life of its own. You don't really know what it's going to be like or how it's going to unfold. But it really was awesome. We had several speakers, and it was more like a sharing session. We had like several people sharing, and then we had breakouts so that we got together with people, and it was kind of random. So the four people in my group, including myself, two of the guys I'd never spoken to one time in my whole life, and which is, it's amazing because both of these men had been in one of our churches as long as I have, for like 16 years. Actually, 20 for me. So, I think the other guys were around 16. Anyway, but knowing that these people are a part of the family of God, it's like you immediately have a bond. And so we were able to connect instantly, talk about our lives, and we had three different breakouts. So by the end of the third, we pretty much knew each other. It was pretty phenomenal. And these kind of type of events, like I said, they take a life of their own, and it really was an awesome day. We talk to each other about what's going on. We help each other out. You strengthen each other. And when you walk away from an event like that, you're like, man, I can't believe that I would ever not go to something like this. You walk away strengthened and invigorated and ready to go to the next level with your walk with God. Because as the day started, when Steve Gooch was explaining, hey, this is a day to get together as men. We need each other in our lives, just like we need God, and just like we're following Jesus. We need each other. And at the end of the day of some event like this, you realize how important our relationships are. And we get busy, and so often it's like you forget that. You go to church and you do the things, but sometimes we forget how important our relationships are with each other. And so that really, it really struck true to me that, I need men in my life. But not only that, you go to an event like this, and now I've got more people in my corner to help me with my walk with Christ, and me for them, And so it was really a fun and awesome day, and we ate brats and had a good time at lunch, and we didn't want to leave, and the day really was a fantastic day, and really, the scripture that I kept thinking about during the day was Proverbs 27:17. It says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another one." And that scripture is so true, and I've thought about that many times in my life, and it really is just an impact on your life when you are with other people striving to love God, to love each other, and to get to a better place. And therefore, everybody gets closer to God and help each other to have a great congregation. And it really was fantastic. Super encouraged about all the men who came out there. So thank you very much.
Great job, Shay. The name of our day was Rise Up, and it was a day of brotherhood. And as we began, I think Fenton mentioned this the other day that we talked about how God is our Father, and He's a good Father, isn't He? And we are loved by Him. It's a great song, and it's something we all need because. Not all of us had a great father, or have a great father, but that's just not enough. And God knew that it was not enough, because our families have been so decimated by sin and by our brokenness in our own families. And your family was broken a long time before you became a part of it. Many of our families were broken generations before you became a part of your family. And as a result, this idea of having brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers is really difficult for us to grasp. But that was God's plan, for us to have a family. And he said, you know, if Satan takes that away from you, I'm going to provide one for you. And honestly, you know, our families don't have the tools to really remain intact. They're basically helpless and overwhelmed by anger, selfishness, pride, unforgiveness, unkindness, competition. I mean, you can just go down the line, and you know, we can all probably raise our hands and say, you know, there's some people in my family I haven't spoken to in years. There are irreconcilable differences in our family. And so as a result, many of us just kind of go through our lives alone. And sometimes even if we're in a church, we have people that we say hello to and we may hug on a Sunday morning, and they're our brothers and our sisters in Christ. But, you know, there can be so much more than that. And that's what excited me about this weekend, is what we had about 30 men show up. It was kind of a difficult, challenging weekend because it's also a break weekend. And there were a lot of other men who would like to have been there but just couldn't because they had other plans with their families. We had about 30 hungry men. They ate about 50 brats that day. But they were hungry not just for food. It was so cool to see their hunger for relationships. And one of the passages that we read is on 1 Peter chapter 1. And it says, you were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. That's the beginning of our being reconciled, not just to God, but also being reconciled to each other. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. And, you know, it's hard to love someone deeply if you don't really have any deep conversations with them, if you don't know them deeply. And so it was so cool, as Shay was talking about, I'm sitting at a table with two guys I've never spoken to in my life, to have the trust and the confidence to share deeply from your own life, to want to be known and to want to know. And so it was just really an amazing time for us to get together and take some steps forward into that. We have an amazing fellowship. We have an amazing group of men. And somebody was just talking about, we just need more opportunity to be with each other. I mean, you know, if you see each other on Sunday, it's great. And, you know, we can have a bit of a conversation, but until we're able to step into some other situations, it's not going to become what all of us really want for it to become and all that we really know that it needs to be. So it was a great step forward for us as a group of men. And I'm trying to see how much time. I've got a minute and 53 seconds left. And I am all over this thing this morning. So anyway, so that was our day. It was a wonderful day, and I just I'm so proud of the men in this church and the opportunities that they take advantage of to be together, to serve together, to camp together, to work together, to eat food by the lake together. It was a great day, and it's our hope and our dream that our men's ministry shines and becomes just truly a remarkable place for men to come and to have brothers to stand beside them and to encourage them and to feel the love and to also to love one another. All of this is what Christ has made possible for us. So we're going to transition just a minute and turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and read a passage before we take our communion today. And we'll be taking it at our tables. So we'll read a passage and we'll have a prayer. And then after our prayer, you can go to the tables for the body and blood of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:14. Christ's love controls us. It's a love thing, right? There's a lot of things in this world that control us. Yeah, thank you. There's a lot of things in this world that control us. It's God's intention that Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive His new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. We have an entirely different perspective now. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know Him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has come. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And just as God wanted to bring us back to Himself through Christ, He wants to bring us back to each other through Christ. It doesn't stop there. That's the starting point. The true test of our relationship to God is our relationship with each other. That's the true test. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. No longer counting people's sins against them. And He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, "Come back to God." For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ, and that we would also be made right with each other through Christ. Let's pray together.
Amen. I can only imagine. That was, wow. Amen. Yeah, wow. That's all you can say. Well, our next two speakers are going to be sharing about the women's retreat. So first off, we're going to have Ms. Destiny Kelly, and then followed up by Cindy Albert. So Destiny's going to come on up first. Please welcome her.
Good morning, Cornerstone. I'd like to begin sharing my experience about the women's retreat by asking you to participate in an imagination exercise with me. So, if everyone could please close their eyes and take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Imagine with me for a moment. Imagine your dream home. Imagine no debt. Imagine no worries about your health, relationships, parents, children. Imagine no depression. Imagine not worrying about how you're going to eat tomorrow. You can open your eyes. That was honestly my feeling walking into the retreat. On the way there, I was a little anxious about things, but when I walked in, I was able to just leave everything at the door, and it was truly a retreat for me. It was an escape, a break away from my norm, an opportunity to recharge with God and my sisters, an opportunity for reciprocity, to serve and to be served, to listen and to be heard. It was also a lot of fun. There was lots of singing, being silly, a lot of games, and just truly a good time. A lot of great gems were shared at the retreat, just biblical gems. Rebecca Fraze kicked off our lessons for the weekend by challenging us to take a sober assessment of our faith. She shared in John 5, 1 through 12. She shared about the man who was an invalid for 38 years. And something that really resonated with me was when she shared, before Jesus performed the miracle, he asked the man, "Do you want to get well?" And that just really stuck with me, because so many times it's easy to, "Oh, okay, I gotta have faith. But do you really have faith? And are you just going along? Or are you used to sitting in the situation that you're in?" So that allowed me to take a moment to take a step back and think, like, wow, where is my faith right now? A pivotal moment for me was also in a lesson, the next lesson that was shared by Kay Neiman. And she shared about deep relationships. And going into the retreat, I was really excited and just focused on, okay, I'm going to go build relationships and meet people, and it's going to be great, and this is just going to be the start of a lot of great things for me. But after being there, I was like, man, maybe that was not very realistic. There's not a lot of time to build relationships with all these people. But something that Kay shared was, don't overthink it. Deep relationships can sprout and take root at any moment. It doesn't, you don't have to carve out a lot of time or make sure your schedules match. But really just making the most of every moment in the fellowship, or whether it's a text or a phone call. And that just really helped me. And that was pivotal for me, because the rest of the retreat, those relationships started to sprout, and those seeds were planted for me with so many people. Our last lesson was led by Kathy Davis, and she shared about imagining not having any anxiety. And a scripture that she shared, one of the scriptures she shared, just really speaks for itself. It's in Psalm 139, verses beginning at verse 7. It says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." Finally, on Sunday, Natasha Gardner closed us out with a great communion service on Sunday morning. But just some of the things that I was able to take away from the retreat was connecting with others and not overthinking those deep relationships, and just really not going through the motions of fellowship anymore, and just like, okay, well, I ask, but oh, I'll think about it next Sunday, but really just following up throughout the week and, hey, how are you doing? I remember that such and such shared this with me. I wonder how that went for her this week. And it's really proven to be true what Kay was sharing, that deep relationships begin that way, and it's just been awesome to see the roots growing for me personally and beginning to sprout with so many of the women here. Also, listening to God, just being there. So going into the retreat, praying was fine. I was accustomed to praying, used to it, but really taking more thought into what I'm sharing with God and being honest about things and acknowledging this hurt me, and not just stopping there, but listening to what God has to say and just seeking and studying things out in the scriptures and taking a renewed interest in that rather than, okay, well, check that off my list. And also something that I experienced at the retreat, I had an opportunity to do some healthy grieving over, I had a traumatic childhood experience at one point in my life, and just being able to go through that, there wasn't even just God used some people and some experiences and some things that were shared during the retreat to allow me to open that back up and not ignore it and deal with it more, so I'm very grateful for that. And I would just like to say thank you to everyone, everyone who had a hand in making sure everything got there, and to putting the thought into the lessons and praying, all of the emails that were sent out encouraging us to pray before we got there so that we could have open hearts, everyone who was able to come, everyone who served while we were there. It was awesome because everyone just served each other, and I'm looking forward to the next retreat.
Well, first of all, I am so excited that we are getting padded chairs. No more pillows! Well, Kay Karskallen could not be with us at our retreat, and she was going to share a lesson. So at our women's retreat, or women's midweek in 2 weeks, she's going to share that lesson with us. So let's not miss that one. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:20. When Rebecca and I started planning this retreat, we titled it Imagine. We never could imagine what God would do. We knew it would be more than we could imagine. So think about this. You walk up to this house. Well, first of all, you have to drive down to this house. And it's a beautiful three-story house. It's got a front porch with all of these rocking chairs on it. Little ones, big ones, that you can sit there and just rock and just sit still. Then you walk in the door. And it has this huge kitchen, huge living room with a dining room, all that we can all, 33 of us, fit into. It was incredible. You had, let's see, got to make sure I get this right here, had 8 bedrooms, 6 full bathrooms. We need those. But what made it really, really cool was the view. It was on Lake Lanier, and just like Shay was saying earlier, that it was cool to watch the kayaks go by, but it was breathtaking. You could sit on the deck and watch the boats speed by or just kind of float by. We even had 2 brave sisters go out and try and kayak themselves, which they fell in. And then on Sunday, what we did is we stood on the deck, and the fog was on the on the lake, and the mountains in the background. Can you imagine this? And we're singing to God. We started our worship service outside singing to God. It was incredible. And I was talking to a couple sisters earlier today, and it was really hard to put this together, what I was going to say, because it was hard to describe it in words. You had to be there. But I'm going to try. Can you only imagine? The last retreat Rebecca and I led singing, it was good. It was okay. But Erica Bailey came in, and she rocked the house. And with her leading the song, she was dynamic. You can only imagine. Rebecca started off the night doing a fantastic job. I'm going to talk a little bit differently than what Destiny said. It's amazing. Everything she said was true, but I got something different out of every single one of them. But she talked about how you would feel and how you would react if you were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That you were bonded together, the three of you. That you were not going to bow down to those idols. So then what happened? They were bound, and they were walked up to the fire. Picture this. And this is probably when they were going to die. They were ready for it. They even saw the guards die because they got too close. And then they jumped in, or they were pushed in or thrown in or whatnot. Powerful, powerful imagery that we had. More than we can imagine. Kay Neiman started off Saturday morning breaking down the walls of insecurity and the lies that Satan tells us about our relationships. I believe that this is a lesson that we, the women at Cornerstone, needed to truly hear. Because our tendency is to be insecure, keep to ourselves, and not fight through. She talked about how we are partners, that we have a partnership because we have grace in common. That we have deep relationships from the very beginning. And we just want to get to the end of that hallway, sisters. We just want to get to the end of that hallway, is what she said. We know what that is. Can you even imagine? Kathy Davis then continued as she learned a lesson on having no anxiety. She compared dealing our anxieties with how Jesus dealt with his feelings and anxieties. Kathy had me captivated when she read through Psalms 22. That is the psalm of Jesus on the cross. Have that for a quiet time one day. It will change your perspective. Incredible. More than we could imagine. At the end of the day, Jamie Lee led us in an open and vulnerable dialogue about what we had learned about the weekend. Hearts were being poured out and bonding with each other was beginning. More than we could imagine. Natasha concluded the weekend by throwing out her notes and shared her heart openly and honestly about how the weekend touched her and bringing us all back to the foot of the cross. Imagine, I threw the wrong paper down. Oops. Rebecca and I wanted to have at least 25 women come and learn about imagining with God. Well, after the whole weekend, we counted up how many we had, and we had 33 women join us for that weekend, whether it was part of the weekend or all of the weekend, more than we can imagine. Relationships were started, women renewed their commitment to God, hearts were open and vulnerable, and God moved in many ways that weekend. It always brings me to happy tears to watch God in action. Even through the song, it brings happy tears. More than we could imagine. Isaiah 55:12 says, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Imagine the mountains singing and the trees clapping their hands. To God be the glory, because He is the creator of our imaginations. Amen.